Does anyone have a question?
After reading your first book and going through the praying part, as you just mentioned, I had a really hard time knowing how to pray. I felt like I was being manipulative, and I couldn't quite get past that. I believe in giving God thanks for all I have, which I feel greatly blessed. And I do pray that way. But when I really want something for someone in my family, I don't know how to go about doing that.
Well, first of all, you must understand that you may not have anything you want. God says you may not have anything you want. Isn't this a wonderful God we have? Can you see God up there in heaven right now? Hello, I am God, and this is my announcement to you, something that has not been said by any of the world's religions from the beginning of time. I, God, now declare that you may not have anything you want. Because the very act of wanting it declares you do not now have it. And you may not have anything that you do not declare yourself to have. So, let me help you with this challenge that confronts you. How to pray a prayer of thanksgiving and appreciation without feeling like you're manipulating the Lord. You do not want to manipulate the Lord, as if you really could. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving that announces our clarity that what we would choose for ourself and or another has already been provided. For even before you ask, said God, I will have answered. Now, this is true, not in a figurative sense, but in a literal sense. God has already provided everything you would choose. And all that remains is for you to experience that in your reality, which is a reality that you are choosing of the many realities that exist. Let me explain. Understand, my dear friends, that there is no such thing as time. Time does not exist. There is only one moment, the holy golden moment of now. This is the only moment there is. All that ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. Now you might think that that's gobbledygook. And yet, I will tell you this. Any of you ever seen a CD-ROM of a child's computer game? Maybe it's chess. Maybe it's some other chase and kill 'em game, whatever they put on the screen. A few years ago, when I first saw one of these games, I was shocked. I mean, I was naive in those days. I can recall walking into my son's room, and I saw him playing this game on the computer. And it was doing stuff, and he was doing stuff. And it was doing stuff, and he was doing stuff. And every move he made, it made a counter move. And no matter what move he made, it made a counter move. Now, I wasn't familiar with the phenomena at the time, so I said, give me that joystick. I'll fool this computer. And I did everything I could do with that joystick. I thought, I'll fool this computer. It can't possibly know what I'm going to do. I turned it upside down, inside out. No matter what I did, the computer had a response. And it beat me at the game every time. Ever try to beat a computer at chess? If you have it on difficult, you know, I always put it on beginner. Then I can feel. Now, how is that possible? What's going on there? I'll tell you what's going on there. Every conceivable move it's possible to make is already on the disc. It already exists there. Not only every conceivable move, but every conceivable outcome and every conceivable response. And the right response, the so-called appropriate response, given the input, will be made all on this computer. In other words, the whole game is on the computer and every ending possible. Do you understand? It's all on the CD-ROM. It's all on the disc. You're holding it in your hand. That's a metaphor, folks. Because if you think our computer technology is sophisticated, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until you see the technology of the universe. People, if we can create a semblance of that on a little disc, what do you think the universe can do? So I got to tell you something. The whole game is on the disc. It's already been programmed. And it exists there in whole form. It's not waiting to somehow come to pass. It's already come to pass. It's just waiting for you to select the outcome that you choose based on the moves you make. You got it? Now, the move I make is to know this, so I say, thank you, God, for the outcome which has already been produced for me. It's on the disc, and I choose that. I choose that outcome, and thank you, God, for causing that to be so. And from my place of gratitude is the attitude. From my place of gratitude, by moving the joystick to that place, I experience the outcome that that particular joystick maneuver produces. And so, I give you now the prayer that changed my life. Here it is. Stand by. This prayer changed my life. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me. Now, by the way, for those of you who might be thinking, what is this New Age crap? I want to tell you that this sounds to my ear suspiciously like old-time religion. They called it faith. And I tell you this, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you shall move this mountain. And so when I say thank you to my God, I have no sense of manipulating anyone, but of knowing the grandest truth that ever existed in the universe, that my God loves me, that my God cherishes me and mine and all the peoples of all the worlds in the universe, that my God wants only good for all of us, and that to the degree that I accept that good now and am grateful for it in advance, not after I see it, but before I can even imagine it, to that degree, I call it forth. That is the promise of God, not just in New Thought philosophy, but in every religion on the face of the earth, couched in different language. I dare you to find a contradiction. It's not there. They're just using different vocabulary. Got it? Yes. Isn't this fun?
Yes. It's great. You said that it's through us experiencing love and joy that God experiences it. Why would God want to experience sorrow and pain and all of those aspects as well?
Because in the absence of that which God is not, that which God is not.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got that. It is very clear. Amazing.
Did you all get that?
No.
Look. In the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. In the absence of that which you are not, 10 feet tall, that which you are, 6 feet tall, is not. In the absence of cold, warm is not. In the absence of big, little is not. If all there was little, and there was nothing else but little, then little couldn't exist. Not even as a concept, much less an experience. You can't experience anything unless its opposite is also put in the space. Therefore, I tell you that the moment you call forth any experience of yourself whatsoever, everything unlike it will come into the room. Anybody ever notice that?
Yes.
But the master is the one who welcomes it. The master is the one who says, of course, welcome to my world. Yes, yes, show up that which is opposite of me. That's why the masters have said, love, love, love your enemies and pray for your persecutors. Not because it was morally right to do it, but because it made absolute and utter sense to welcome into your space and to bless every condition and circumstance. For I was told in book 2, and you read it there if you read book 2, said God to me, I have sent you nothing but angels. I have sent you nothing but angels. Do not, therefore, judge your father and call him bad. Do not, therefore, look upon your mother and judge her for all she did not do. Do not, therefore, point your finger at the other person in the space and say, there stands my enemy. For we have met the enemy, said Walt Kelly, and they is us. And there's only one of us in the room. The father, who was not what you wanted him to be, was an angel. A perfect being demonstrating perfection itself in a life plan of your own devise. How you can be angry for 5 seconds about that could only be through complete lack of understanding of the role you have played in the co-creation of that experience. The mother who deserted you at 10 is an angel, having been brought to you by you, that in this lifetime you could create the experience of yourself you have called forth. We're all dancers in the game. We've all made a pact, an agreement, to show up with and for each other in this extraordinary adventure, in these most unusual ways, that we might know and experience, express and become, fulfill and declare who we really are. And sometimes we show up as victims, and sometimes we show up as villains. And yet, judge not and neither condemn. For the day will come when you will look in the eyes of that person you think did the least for you. And you will say to that person, I see you now in all the beauty of who you are and who you always were. Love means, it turns out, after all, not having to say, I'm sorry. Do you understand the teaching? If you don't, if you're not entirely clear, if you're reaching for it but can't grasp it, holding it but can't hang on to it, it's all right. We have more hours to spend together.